Blog Talk Radio.
I got a new walk and a new point of view, a new purpose for everything I do. I got a new rule, only real folks around. If you were wondering, I'm about to tell you nothing. It's the same pretty face but a brand new smile. Same letter C, but she ain't walking, she's flying. New day making big moves. See if love found me, it can surely find you. See it.
Hello, 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 everyone out there tonight. Now, I hope you all have tuned in for a great show tonight. I'm your host for the evening, Zerika Anderson, and I'll be filling in for Angela Hardy tonight. Now, I know some of y'all who may not have heard of me co-host with her before or met me at one of her events are wondering who I am. Well, I love to tell y'all. I am a licensed cosmetologist, event specialist, and spa manager at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa. You know, shout out to us. Now, before I start this show off tonight, I do want to give a huge, huge congratulations to Angela on her win. Now, she's not with y'all tonight because she is being honored tonight as Black Wall Street Entrepreneur of the Year 2015. Now, I think we should all be proud of her. What an honor. Now, as she is out celebrating her achievement, we have a great topic tonight. Now, I've already posted it, and some of you already know, but tonight's topic is giving back and making it personal. Now, I know, how are you going to give back and make it personal? That just don't sound right. It sounds, you know, a little selfish. And in truth, it just may be. But that's what we're here to discuss tonight, and I can't start it off, you know, without first showing how I make it personal, you know, maybe give y'all an idea of what I mean and help y'all get in there a little bit. Now, of course, giving back can be done in so many different ways. It can be done with money, charity, giving your time, donations, you know, helping out. It can be done in a lot of different ways. But I think for me personally, when I first started realizing what giving back means, I was a kid. I was a kid with one of those moms who would give to anybody who was in true need. And I honestly never really understood it. And I think the hardest part I dealt with was when my mom would let those who were in our family who needed a place to stay with us. And it was a little hard. I'm like, this is my space, my home. No, I didn't pay no bills, but it was my home. It was my sanctuary. Of course, I probably didn't think it was a sanctuary as a kid, but, you know, looking back on it, it was my sanctuary. And I just didn't understand why she was willing to invite people who weren't strangers, personally, you know, known family members who I saw all the time, might have played with all the time, but why would she let them come and stay in our home, you know? And one thing about my mom was, even though she let them stay, she never made us feel like we were displaced, which I commend her for. You know, she knew how to juggle it. And I can admit that was selfish. Even though I was a kid, it was selfish and it was harsh, because I guess I was so used to getting what I wanted, getting my way, not having to share with people outside of our home, that it was an adjustment whenever these people came into our house. So I don't know when I stopped being so salty about it, as you can say, as a kid, but I didn't really realize what my mother was doing until I became an adult with my first home. And the tables actually turned where someone I knew personally needed a place to stay. And as a kid, I thought, like, no, make your own way. You're an adult. You do it on your own. Don't you know how to get a job? Don't you know how to do this? Don't you know how to do that? But as an adult, having already experienced what it's like to have hardships, to not have the income that you desire, to not have everything work out the way you would like it to, I learned that sometimes you have to humble yourself and remember where you could be to help someone else. And so I was able to open up my home for that other person and help them out. Whether the person needed to stay a day, a year, 2 weeks, the time is irrelevant. It's about me accepting the fact that it is within my duty to myself to help others, you know, but to help others in a way I want to. And in that moment, based off of what happened as a kid, I was able to help this person kindly as an adult. So there's so many things I could talk about on that, other than the fact that that's my way of giving back. I didn't feel like it had anything to do with money. It was more so opening my space to somebody else. But before we get too deep into me and anyone else or talking about anything else, first, I want to open up the line to my wonderful, wonderful co-host for this evening. And I see she is on the line, so I'm going to open it up to her, and hopefully she will come on in and let us know who she is and give us a little feedback and introduce herself and give a little, you know, tidbit on this topic as well. You there?
For listening. My name is Sheila. I'm one of the natural hairstylists and massage therapists at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa and also at Shakara's Dreams in Ricestown. Also an event specialist and coordinator. Just looking to have fun. Today is a great day, and congratulations again to Angela on her award. Woo-woo! But I look forward to talk about this topic. I can't wait to hear what people have to say about giving back. And my point of view on giving back is I only do it if my spirit says to do it. I go from the heart. It is tough nowadays to make things personal, to make things from the heart. A lot of people are more so about the money and so on and so forth. So that's my take on it, but I can't wait for tonight's show. I'm super excited, Zerika.
Girl, I'm excited that you are here co-hosting with me tonight. I think we're going to have a little fun with this topic. We're going to be truthful, we're going to be honest, and we're going to tell it how we really feel. You know, I think giving from your heart is very true. I don't think we should ever feel like we're obligated to give to someone. But I think what my question is can we give with conditions, or does it have to be given just straight from the heart? Like, are you allowed to say, I'll give, but only if you can prove to me what you're doing with my charity to you or my giving to you, or if you can show me you're worthy of it? Or are we supposed to only give straight from our heart, you know? What do you think, Sheila?
Well, I would say it all depends on what you're giving to and who you're giving to. I can honestly say that if I'm giving to a charity of some sort, I probably wouldn't give to those big charities because you don't really see where the money's being spent. I honestly believe that even if it comes with a condition, it's still coming from the heart because you want it to go to what you're giving the money for. For example, if I'm giving money to cancer research, I want it to go to cancer research. It's still coming from the heart, but I want to know that you're going to use it for cancer research. I don't want to know that you're using it to go buy your new Mercedes-Benz to go to the next charity event where you're going to raise millions of more dollars that aren't going to be used in research. So I would say it all depends on what and where and who is being given to, where conditions can be set or not.
Girl, I think we're on the same page. I'm honestly that way too. I used to feel weird about it, giving to corporations. You walk outside of the grocery store, you see the people with the, especially right now, the Santa bells, or you see those who have give to this big corporation. If I don't know one personally from your corporation, I really don't feel right giving to it. And that might sound harsh, what you want people to have cancer, what you want people not to find a cure. I don't believe they really are searching for one. That's just me personally. And I'm okay with feeling with that way now, because I'd rather give my money to a Girl Scout who I know is going to her specific camp, or I'd rather give my time at maybe a homeless shelter. I'd rather, give a free hair service to a woman who has a job interview but can't find a way to get her hair done, so she looks presentable. I'd rather know exactly what my time, my money, my service, and generosity is going to. I don't want to feel like I'm just giving it away just because that's what society says we should do. Because there's a big benefit put on for it, because it's ratings on TV, or there's a dinner plate being auctioned, or there's a multi-million dollar quota to hit. While I'm pretty sure their quotas really do need to be hit, and I'm pretty sure that they really do believe that they're doing about an ounce of some good, my soul doesn't feel that way. That's not with you. I don't feel like majority of that money, maybe 10 cents of every dollar, is going to that actual research or that actual benefit of whatever society it is. If that. So for me, I feel like giving to corporations kind of takes away from your giving. Do you even feel like you even gave? Because you gave the money, now what do you feel? Oh, that's $50 out my bank account. That's $10 out my pocket. Hope it goes to somebody. Whereas me personally, I've done events. I've done events with you. And I've seen the joy on our faces when we've helped people and we've put a smile on their face, or we've gotten a personal testimonial from that person about what it really meant to them for somebody to take the time out their day and just show that they care. I think that's
And it didn't have anything to do with money in that sense. The event that we did with the domestic women, it had nothing to do with money. Most other people would have looked at it like, oh, well, it could be a tax write-off. But I couldn't look at it that way. I'm like, these are women that have gone through something that I can relate to with being homeless and domestic violence. So to be able to say, I gave them a few minutes of my time. I was able to give her a hand massage for a few minutes. And for her to smile and to relax, take a deep breath and to say, thank you. Like, that was worth more than any dollar you could have given me for any event or to do anything. That meant so much more. Like, later on, when I look back on this, I have a story to tell somebody that will inspire them to want to go and give their time as well, versus some of these corporations where all you're seeing is, the fanciness, the parties and just nonsense, the shenanigans that they do with the cash versus the benefits that are being seen and provided with the donations that are actually used for whatever the cause may be. So, yeah, I can totally agree.
Yes. Yes. And Sheila, I know that, you know, maybe the way we feel isn't how everyone feels, you know. But honestly, I believe there's no right or wrong way to feel about it. I feel like if you, you know, because obviously there are people out there every day who do give to, you know, big corporations. There are people who give to small corporations. And then there are people who just don't give at all, which is more than perfectly fine. But I think that I would like to hear from someone, you know, we have a couple callers on the line, and see just what they feel about tonight's topic. So I see a caller from a phone number ending in 1035, and you're on the air if you'd like to talk.
Hello, hello.
Hello, are you there? Okay, maybe that person didn't. I have a person who's on 7067. I'm going to put them on the air. Caller, you there?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, you have something to say?
Did you run off?
It's okay. Hello? Now, remember, if you guys want to talk, you know, just press the 1 when you call in that allows you to come on and talk, if you would like to. If not, that's also perfectly fine. But it looks like we lost a caller there. But, you know, Sheila, as we, you know, as some people come back onto the line, I guess, you know, we can continue talking. You know, I think that one of the other ways people forget is a way to give. It's not just the corporations, but, you know, I've talked to people, and they struggle more with whether or not they want to give to family versus a stranger. And
oh, yeah.
I have heard that so many times, so many times. And I'm actually kind of two-sided on that one. You know, personal experience is kind of, you know, it put me there. There are some family members where I'm like, look, you can't get nothing else out of me. I done gave, I've given my all, and yet you've never been grateful. You know, you've never once, you know, not, you don't have to be bowing at my feet, but you've never given a thank you. You've always made it seem like, you know, yeah, you gave it to me, but we family, so what? That's not how it's supposed to be. Anytime anyone is gracious enough to give you anything, whether it's even your mother, you should tell them thank you. You know, I thank my mother all the time because they don't have to. It's not an obligation. If it's, you know, a friend of mine, if it's a stranger on the street, I don't care who you are. You say thank you. But I've gotten more appreciation and more of a sense of gratitude from strangers, maybe because they don't know me, you know, maybe because they don't count my dollars or which I don't know why anybody would do, because what you should do is uplift yourself and maybe have those who would help you get to that point as well, or maybe you should just be honest with what you really need and be honest about the position that you're in and show some gratitude. That's how I feel. So me, honestly, sometimes I feel better giving to a stranger. Won't say I won't give to family, but sometimes a stranger will get, you know, make you feel a little better. What you think?
I agree. And it's funny that you say it because I'm thinking about the holidays right around the corner. And the first thing that certain people in my family would say would be like, well, I'm not buying nothing for so-and-so. Or I'm not going to this because they're going to expect to get a gift or expect to get something. And it's true. I don't know what it is with family that in the sense, most of them will expect something because you're family. A stranger is not expecting really much anything from you. They don't know you. They don't have any type of relation with you. So there, I would feel that they're more appreciative because you're a stranger. You're not a friend or a family member that's giving them something. You're somebody that has no relation to them, somebody just bystander. Hey, I want to do something nice for you. So I can see why a stranger would probably appreciate it more, because a lot of the things that we do or give to other people, our family expects that because they're family, you have to do it for them or you have to give it to them. And I don't honestly believe it should be that way. I believe that if you do good, you should get good back. Like, if you help me, I'll help you. But it's not so much in the sense that, oh, the only way I'll help you is because you help me. But it's a crazy thing. It's silly how people are nowadays with expecting gifts, and even in relationships as well, because you'll be in a relationship and then the girlfriend will expect, well, it's our month anniversary, I should have gotten a gift. But other people will look at that like, what are you talking about? It has only been 30 days. Like, what do you mean?
That burns me up. I'm one of those people who I feel like, don't give me a holiday gift if you can't give me one throughout the whole year. I don't care who you are, whether it's Christmas, whether it's Valentine's Day, whether it's birthday. I don't care if you're my child, my significant other. If you can't tell me you love me any other day of the year but Valentine's Day, I don't want your gift. Mm-mm. It doesn't mean anything. Why are we always giving on these special holidays and special days, but you can't give throughout the rest of the year? You know, I don't want you going in debt on Christmas. If you gave me $5 every month, by the end of the month, you done gave me $60. I think I'd be happy. You know, that's more than, you know, somebody else done gave me. You know, it's the small things that add up. You get what I'm saying? You don't always have to give big, and you don't always have to give when a special occasion arises. If you just give because it's in your heart to give, or because you just want to give, mm-hmm. then it means a whole lot more than, oh, it's that time of year. It's that time of month.
Yeah. I feel like society has a lot to play into it as well. I mean, you have the media, you have these magazines and news and all these famous people. I feel like it plays a lot into people just giving gifts on these holidays versus it being like, you know what, I thought about you today, Zerika, so I'm going to get you a coffee and a bouquet of flowers just because. But not only, oh, well, it's Valentine's Day, I have to get you a coffee and a bouquet of flowers, Zerika. Ugh, like... Like, it's
right.
Weird. I feel
you
like it does
don't
play
have that
into it.
Giving. Yes, yes. Well, you know, Sheila, I think we have a caller in here who's been holding for
Yay.
Quite a while. Try to bring them in, see if they have anything to say. Your phone number is in 1035, so I'm going to click. And caller, are you there? Hello?
Caller.
Hi. Who do we have tonight? Hello?
Somebody said hello.
I know. I think they did. Our caller's a little scared tonight to talk with us. It's okay. We won't bite. We are more than happy to have you talk with us. But let's try our other caller. Let's see. This caller's number ends in 4226. Oh, you're on the air. Who is this calling? Hello? I think nobody wants to give their opinions tonight. Let's try this one last one. This year, if it don't work, it's just me and you, baby.
I know. Don't be shy, guys.
I know. Don't be shy. Caller 7067. That's the last four of your phone number. Are you there?
I am here.
Hi.
Hello, welcome.
Hello. Thank you. Hi, Z baby.
Hi, I know that voice from anywhere, everybody. That's my mama.
Hey, Mama Z. Hey. I just kind of want to chime in about, you know, just listening. The, you know, most people say to me that I'm a really good giver, you know, that I'm a crazy giver. So this is definitely a topic I wanted to at least listen into.
However, I do want to say, Sheila, you started to, kind of tap into there with society and how commercialized giving is in our society. And it gives us a sense of obligation to give to others, whether it be to our family members, to the homeless people, to the Boy Scouts, or anything like that. Our society plays a major role in how we feel about giving, or whether it's either in a corporate setting or individually one-on-one. But I started teaching my kids young, first about receiving gifts. You know that not everybody gets a gift. I have more than one kid, so not everybody gets a gift, or get a blessing. So they have to learn to accept and be happy for one another, even if they didn't get anything. So I think it starts with that and understanding that concept. And then they can learn too, as they get older, how they too can be a blessing and understand that they can't give to everybody, but there are going to be times that they have. I like giving. I like being able to help people. I like being able to, help people reach out to their need. Everybody's struggle is their struggle. No matter what it is. Some people be like, well, this person don't have no kids and they shouldn't struggle with this and they shouldn't struggle with that. A struggle is a struggle. It really doesn't matter. So for me, if I have it to give, I give. I don't worry about obituary. If I feel like I have to worry about getting it back, then I don't give, because then I'm not giving from the heart. So I give if I have it. I like giving, I like being able to help. I like being in a position to be able to help. That's just my personality. It's just who I am. So I offer if I have it. I try to be cautious and being aware that I don't overstep my boundary because I have a desire to help, to not get myself in a bind by overextending myself. However, our society does play a part with, you have this, and that person is homely. You can't give a dollar when you walk past, mm-hmm. And so things like that, it's just, and it plays with us with everything that we do, whether it's, like I said, giving to our family, giving part of the United Way, our payroll deduction, and, anything like that. So I just kind of wonder.
Sure. I can totally agree with you. I honestly agree with the fact that it does start at home. If the basics of love, because that's where giving comes from, it's love, the love you have in your spirit, in your soul, to want to help or to give just because. I honestly believe it does start in the home, to that foundation that is instilled in that child. That just like you, Zerika mentioned that her mother was a giver. And now as she became an adult, she now understands why you gave the way that you gave, or you give the way that you give. Now she gives. Now she's going to teach her daughter that this is why I give and this is why you should give. So I totally agree with that it does start in the home. And it's what we're lacking a lot now. We lack that foundation being instilled in our children, in our homes, which is something that we do need. That's something in giving we need to start doing a lot more, is giving our children that love and teaching them the benefits and why you do certain things you do and why you shouldn't do certain things. So I totally agree with everything you said. It starts in the home. Teach them kids,
right, it does. It does. Thank you very much. I do want to say that I do agree with that. It does start in the home. And caller, thank you very much for giving us your opinion. But stay on the line just in case you have something else you would like to say at another point. I do think that it does start in the home. Maybe I didn't know how to give, but I had seen someone give. And maybe I wasn't focusing on ever giving my time, but having that exposure lets me know what it's like to give. Having that visual experience, having seen someone actually give, seeing someone be happy, those memories stick, whether or not you even realize it, whether or not you're even paying attention to the fact that you're even learning something. when it was time for me to realize, when it was time for me to give, I realized that it was already in because I did see it. So, Sheila, you're right. You're right. It most definitely does start from home, from when you're young, you know. Everything starts when you're younger, you know, and that's just one of the main ways, you know. Y'all are good tonight. Thank y'all. You know, I think that y'all are really giving me some things more to think about and some things I didn't even realize, you know, that were running through me and knowing about giving, you know. I was kind of more uptight about it. Like, nope, these are the people I give to. I give free-flowing, but the way I think about it is more structured, you know. As of right now, I'm always structured about everything. Got a plan for this, got a plan for that. But you cannot always do that when you are talking about blessing someone else, you know. So, you know, which makes me think about something else, you know, Sheila. How do you give if you have been tainted by past experiences? How do you give if you've never actually met anyone who does give? You know, if you have been so tainted by the world and the way they do things and the way people treat you when you have tried to give to them, how do you give? How do you get past that and still say, I'm going to give to this person, even though I know this is probably going to bite me in the behind? How do you give?
See, I go with my spirit, and I learn the truth. And when people say, trust your gut, always listen to your gut. Your gut is not that far away from your heart. So when that message goes to your brain, it has to pass your heart before it gets to your brain for you to make a decision. And I've been in situations, my mother was just like your mother, Z. If all we had was 3 grains of rice, she'd give away 2 of them. And we'd split that one that was left. But I learned that giving was good. So me, I was the type, I give. Even when I didn't have, I'd give. And it got to the point where I allowed someone to come into my home. And they disrespected my home, disrespected my things. I mean, it got to the point where police officers were involved. Hmm. Now, that would traumatize anybody in giving anything. Like, nope, I'm not even giving you a dap or a hug. I'll just give you 2 winks. That's a hello and a goodbye. Keep it moving. But now I learned that now as an adult at this phase in my life, I've learned that you're either a lesson or a blessing. And I didn't want to have that situation keep me tainted where I could be a blessing for somebody else, but because this lesson tainted me, I stopped myself or stopped that person from receiving their blessing. So I go by my spirit. My spirit will tell me yes or no, whether I should give or not, even if I have it or if I don't. Perfect example, like the homeless people in the street. I could pass 10 lights and there could be a homeless person at each light. But if my spirit doesn't tell me, give that person 50 cents or give that person something at none of those 10 lights, ain't none of them 10 people getting something from me because my spirit did not tell me to. So that's how I go about giving things now, whether it's a gift, whether it's money, whether it's my time. I allow my spirit to tell me, hey, go this way or go that way. Your gut is never wrong. Never wrong. And when in doubt, don't. That is my biggest motto. When in doubt, don't. So if you ever feel any kind of doubt when you're going to give to somebody, then just don't do it.
I can definitely agree with that. I definitely can. You know, I think we've all been, you know, bitten by someone who we may have wished that we never helped. And you're right, it's a blessing or a lesson. You know, I think I'm going to steal that, a blessing or a lesson. And, you know, and in retrospect, it can be both at the same exact time. And you can't let from giving what you have to give. You know, you maybe you can adjust how you give and who you give to, but you shouldn't stop it altogether. You know, nobody is meant to be alone, be miserable, and feel like they just can't trust anybody in the world. If that was the case, the world would be made up of exactly one person. There wouldn't be nobody here to be with that person. Instead, we're supposed to learn from each other and grow with each other and adjust to each other. So if you have been scarred by giving to someone or giving to a particular group or giving to a particular charity, then maybe you can readjust how you give. You know, if you've given so much money, you've never seen a return on it, maybe you should not give any more money and maybe give time. Maybe if you are always down in the freezing cold, you know, giving out winter clothes maybe to the homeless shelter, but you never feel good about it, maybe you are the type who feels better giving out money. Maybe you reassess exactly how you give and who you give to. You know, just because I give my time and that feels better to me or giving one-on-one makes me feel good doesn't mean that that's going to make the next person feel good. It doesn't mean that I'm doing anything better than the other person or they're doing it better than me. You know, I think that we should definitely pay attention to who we're giving to and how we're giving, you know. So I think that's pretty important. And on that note, I think we're going to take us a short commercial break, and we'll come right back to you guys. Thank you very much. We'll be back with you in just a moment.
Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, located at 519 North Charles Street in the historic area of Mount Vernon, Baltimore. We are your one-stop holistic beauty and pampering center, offering hair, nails, massage, skin care, a hair loss clinic located in a private area, and other beauty enhancement services. Call to schedule an appointment today, 410-483-9355. We are open 7 days a week and offer a variety of savings specials. Come in today to try one of our signature packages, such as a one-hour massage, a spa manicure and pedicure, or 120-minute detox package. Packages start as low as $120. Call 410-483-9355 to book your appointment. Our website is dayspasw.com. We look forward to servicing you at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa.
All right. Now, if y'all never been down to Simple Wellness, I'm telling y'all it's the perfect place to come relax. Yes, no shameless plug. We offer the best services in massage, holistic hair care, everything no chemicals. That's all natural. We have nail services, skin care, detox services, hair loss specialists. We have Reiki. We have so many things. Check us out. You know, tonight we are talking about giving back. And we've had some great, you know, discussions so far. We've had some views that we agree on and some things that maybe personally you may not agree on. But I want to thank you all for tuning in. And I think what I want to ask y'all now is, so I know y'all do give back, and I know that y'all are gracious people and you're kind, and you have your own specific ways that you do give back, but even though you do, how do you cut it off? When do you say enough is enough? Do you let the same person come and get $10 from you every other day? Do you let the same family member come and ask you to pay their rent every other month? Do you let the same charity call your phone after 9 p.m. every weeknight and you give to them about twice a week When do you say enough is enough and you cut it off? Or do you not cut it off? Do you always let them just keep coming back for more and more and more? See, me, don't call my house if you're a telemarketer after 9. I know they have up to 9. I actually don't call after 5. I'm one of those people. By then, I've picked my daughter up from school, or I'm still at work, or I'm at home and relaxing. By then, I don't want to talk about giving something away at that point. I feel like you should call me throughout the day. And if I don't answer, leave a voicemail and allow me to get back to you. Because if I really want to give back to you and it's a priority for me, I'm going to get back to you. And if I miss your call and you call me back, I'm like, hey, oh, great, you called me back. I was waiting on your call. But don't hassle me till late at night, because that's not going to make me want to give you anything. I think that's the craziest. It didn't used to be that way. I don't know when it changed, because I remember I used to work for a telemarketer. I think we couldn't call after 7. But now this whole you can call after 9 o'clock to ask me for money, it doesn't put me in a mood to give. So for me, that's not enough. It does not make me want to give you a dime. It makes me want to block your number, tell everyone don't accept your calls, and put your number out there. If this is this person calling you, this is who they're doing. And that might be harsh, and it might not sound like the right thing, but that's what it makes me feel like. So, I mean, when is enough enough? Michelle, what do you think?
Girl. That's a good question. I mean, when is enough enough? Just to add to what you were speaking about with the telemarketer, Oh, no. Don't call my phone. Don't even breathe at your phone in your cubicle with my information to even think to call me. I try to block every number as much as I can. And you know that as soon as you block one, they create another one and keep calling. Yeah, and I mean, that's not going to make anybody want to give. I totally agree. I'm not going to want to get off of work from massaging and doing hair all day, then go home to want to relax. Now I have to be on the phone trying to convince you that I don't want to spend my money and that I don't want your little free gift if I do spend my money. Oh, no, I couldn't do it with telemarketers. In reference to people, my cutoff, if I'm doing something to help you, for example, you need somewhere to stay or you do need a couple dollars just to get back on your feet, I don't mind helping you. But once I see that it's becoming reoccurring and you're getting comfortable, then, yeah, that's not going to work for me. That's your cutoff point, because the reason I'm helping you is to give you that little nudge, that help that you needed. And when I see that you're taking advantage of that help and you're not doing anything to better yourself or taking any steps forward, then I need to take some steps back and reanalyze the whole situation and my role in it. And once I see that I'm not growing and you're not growing, I need to remove myself.
Yeah, that sounds about right. You know, that sounds perfect. That's when you remove it. You know, that's one way of knowing when something is enough. You know, it's almost like how do you have the audacity to not even tell me I'm your new, you know, maker. I'm the one that
can save the account.
You know, how do you not tell me that you're my new dependent? You know, why am I now taking care of you and never even knew? You know,
right, and you can't even put them on your taxes. You can't even claim them.
You can't claim them, not a cent, because you didn't never ask for a receipt. You never asked for, can you put this down on paper? You ain't never asked for a Social Security number. But somehow, you done gave a third of your earnings from the whole year to them. You know, and without even realizing, because you didn't cut it off for yourself. And that's not good for yourself. You know, that's not good for you. It kind of, it even takes you back to what I asked before. You know, when you're tainted by a situation because you may not have known when to cut it off. I don't give back to a person who says to me, is that it? That's all you're going to give me? That's the last thing you ever want to say. It's the last thing you want to say, and it's the last time you want to get. Because you should never, someone who has taken this their time to give to you, you know, whether they worked hard for their money or because they won a lottery and got $1 million, I don't care how they got their money, but if they take their time and give it to you, whether it's $100,000 or this a dollar, whether they drive you to work, whether they, you know, dropped you off some lunch, brought you some flowers, I don't care what they did. But if you ever have the audacity in you to say to someone, that's it, that's all I get, you won't get another thing from me. You won't ever get another thing from me.
No.
It's selfish. And even though I'm the one giving, and even though I'm the one who, you know, is giving, as people call it, charity, you know, even though I don't like that, I don't like saying what I'm giving is charity because it makes me feel like I look down upon a person. Just because I give to a person don't mean I look down upon them. What
right,
makes my
like pitying them.
How
mm-hmm.
it, you know, that's what makes me feel like it's now become charity. Now, there are charity organizations, that's fine, but I don't call it giving someone something charity, you know, and I just feel like you don't ever say that to someone. You don't ever say, well, what I get back from a time or is that it? You know, so I have some new callers. I have a person who calling from a phone number with 1035. They've been holding on patiently. So let us know what you think is enough whenever you give to someone.
Caller.
Hello?
Hi.
Is caller there? I think this person is.
I think I heard
Hello?
Something. Hello?
Hello? Hi.
Hey, well, personally, I think that giving should only be from the heart. Whether it be your time, your energy, your labor, your love, there's so many different things that you can give. If you give stuff and you're looking for something in return, then you should keep it in your pocket, keep it in your heart, keep it where you need to keep it. Because it's not for you to give anybody if you're going to look for a whole bunch in return. Unless you make it known that I'm only giving you this so I can get that in return. Now, as far as enough is enough, if you learn to give some of the small things instead of your hard-earned U.S. currency, is what most of this topic is about, U.S. currency. Give some of the smaller things that, you know, you'll have more appreciation for giving. Some of the smaller things like love. You don't have to give a whole lot for somebody to feel that, dang, that was love. Excuse my language, but yeah.
Are you fine? Carla, what's your name?
Say it again. Melvin.
What's your name?
Melvin.
I'm
Did
sorry,
you get
I went
that?
Out a little. No, sir.
Melvin. It's Melvin, Zerga.
Oh, Mr. Melvin. Well,
yeah.
Mr. Melvin, let me ask you a question. Yes, you know, there's so many different things to give, but how do you decide when it's enough whenever you what you are given is love or time or anything that you're giving that's not money? How do
you
decide when enough is enough?
If you have appreciation for whatever it is that you give, the conditions, even if it's enough, you're going to already know that that's enough of that. I mean, it shouldn't have to be a reason like for you to get smacked in the face or something tragic to happen or somebody to railroad that small thing that you've given to find out that I'm not going to be able to give that no more to that person, period.
So would you say it comes from your spirit?
If you have appreciation from within yourself, you'll know if that person is appreciating what you give.
So what you're basically saying is if you know your self-worth, if you love and appreciate the things that you're personally giving, you'll know when it's not being appreciated elsewhere and you'll know when to retract. So it's almost like what I said earlier in the show, when it goes back to your spirit, it goes back to your heart. Your soul will tell you when enough is enough. Your soul will tell you yes or no.
Yeah. And I like that. I like that. So, you know, that is very true. You do not always have to be taking a rock bottom to know that it's time to stop. You know, sometimes you do need to listen to yourself. Well, Mr. Melvin, thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I think, you know, that's very true. You know, I've talked to people, I've gone through it where they're like, didn't you feel it? Didn't you know when you should have stopped? Didn't you know that it was going a little bit too far? No matter what it is. And see, that's the thing about giving. When I said it earlier, giving is a lot of different things. It really is not just money. It's just one of the most common ways people know how to give. But it's not the only way. And so people don't even realize when they're giving so much of themselves away and they're giving and people are taking and taking and taking and taking, they don't know when to press pause and be like, you know what? It's not feeling right. Now, I know I done gave you a lot, so now I need to reel it back in and keep some of it for myself before it's all gone, before I become bitter or tainted. And I no longer want to do for anyone, you know, because giving from yourself comes in so many different directions. And Sheila, you're right. It should come from your spirit. It, you know, so many people call it different things, your intuition, your gut, your spirit,
yeah.
You know, your aura, whatever you call it, you know.
I only know this because I was that person that waited until the very end when it blew up in my face for me to be like, okay, maybe I need to, like, stop. And I had to learn. Like, I needed to learn, like, do I love myself? Do I love that person more than I love myself to allow this to continue? Or do I love me more to know that I'm worth more, that I love myself more than to allow this to go on? So I think it has a lot to say with what Melvin was saying. It has a lot to know with you in yourself, you appreciating you. Then you'll know when somebody's depreciating your giving, whatever it is, love, money, crayons, whatever. If you appreciate it, if you love you, and when you're giving, you'll know when that love isn't being reciprocated. Because when I give something, I know that the only thing I want back is love. Like, I'm not expecting a gift or I'm not expecting money. But if I do give you my time, if I do give you something, the only thing I want in return is love. A thank you would be nice, too. But love. Love.
And you can
is
feel
the most
it
important.
When someone is giving it back. You can
oh,
feel
yes.
It. You can feel it. It's a difference with, you know, you feel it in your soul when someone is giving you their appreciation. They might not know how to say it, but some people show it in so many different ways. You can feel it coming back.
Yep.
You can feel it. I'm telling you, you might not have known what how you're giving back could be personal, but I'm telling you, it's really a one-on-one thing for yourself. It starts with you, no matter how you choose to give. It is truly a personal choice. It's a personal matter. You know, no matter, yeah, people say that's just selfish, thinking about yourself. It's not, because if you aren't thinking about yourself first, how are you going to give away something that's a part of you? That just wouldn't make sense.
How can you give something away, but you don't think about what you're giving away? Like, that it is personal. It is very personal. And we have a caller who's waiting to say something. Their number is ending in 5276. So let's see what they have to say. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Yes, y'all.
Hello, caller.
Verica.
Yes. Did you have anything to say?
Can you hear me, Verica?
I'm sorry. Did you have anything to say?
Oh.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Oh, this, I didn't know that I could speak on here. I just called to listen in to my sister.
Okay. Well,
hi, sister.
Look, I appreciate, see, my family gets back to me in so many ways. I appreciate y'all very much. So if you don't have anything to say, I can go ahead and put you back on off, and you can just go ahead and continue to listen in. How about that?
Thank you.
Well,
bye, sister.
All right, so we got another caller whose number is 4226 on the line. We're going to click in real quick, see if you do have anything that you would like to say. And Doc, that's okay as well. Hello, caller.
Yes, yes.
How are you doing this evening? Who we have calling?
This is Dell.
Hey, Dell.
You know me.
Hi, Dell.
So I've been listening in, and I hear what you guys are saying. I definitely agree with what Sheila's saying, what the last caller was saying. You know, I'm an artist, so I'm in the business of giving, and I end up giving to a lot of people. Most of the time, when I give to people, I see myself in them, and I end up giving back, and I see the kindness of their heart. And the kindness of my heart, and recognize there's a lot of similarities in it. And I definitely recognize that you got to have that cutoff point, because a lot of people I notice don't always appreciate, that giving or that help, or they might not even recognize it at that moment. They might recognize it later. And, It's a thankless thing. Like you said, it's something that you just do out of the kindness of your heart.
So, Daryl, what would be your cutoff point? Like, when would it be? When would enough be enough for you? If you were giving
I definitely don't do the cold calling at night. You'll definitely get a better reaction with me. If you were to approach me, and, it's a personal thing, like you call and approach me and send me in person and talk to me, yeah, that's cool. Like, if you're in my house and, it's definitely a point where that cut.
So, Darryl, let me ask you.
If it gets to the point where I'm trying to help you, I give back to you, and I can't give because I'm giving. I can't give to myself because I'm giving so much back to you. Then that's my cutoff point.
So let me ask you: do you ever consider whether or not what you're giving is a bad investment into the person?
That too. That's a very good point. That's something that I always, weigh out in different situations. That's the important.
How do you consider that? Like, what do you feel is a, it doesn't have to be money, but how do you consider what's a bad investment? Like, do you think about that?
Yeah, like, I'll say, like, how much time am I taking out of, whatever I'm doing? Is it interfering with what I got going on? Like I said, I'm in the business of giving, so a lot of the times it could be a case where, I'm giving that to somebody else, and it could be conflicting with something else that I'm doing, you know, I'm not already in the process of going, so.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm still here.
Okay, good. You know, I think that's a good point. Daryl, I'm a talk on that a little bit. I'm going to take you off the line, but I'm going to keep talking on it. If you want to say anything else, just keep holding on to the line.
Okay.
That is a good point. When you're giving to someone else, it should never conflict with what's going on with you. Never. You can't give something truly, but you're battling on the inside. That means you weren't giving it to all. That means that you weren't truly giving to that person because you're still battling whether or not you should have gave it to them in the first place. So you shouldn't be giving anything. You shouldn't be saying, hey, I got you. Hey, I want to give this to you, but, you know, they ain't going to want to hold on. I need those few extra hours of sleep, so I can't be there to support you with this. Oh, I want to give to you, but you know what? Man, I got those extra days off. Can't give those up. I want to give that to you, but then there's a new game I want to buy. You know, if you're that conflicting, those things are important to you, then don't give your stuff away, no matter what it is, because then you haven't given it wholeheartedly.
I always tell people that but is a contradiction. If somebody tells you something, X, Y, Z, da-da-da-da-da, but, I'm like, come on. You should have just said whatever's coming after that but first and just saved you some time.
Yep.
Because there's no reason why you should have even went through all of that just to tell me no. And I feel like this goes back to what your mother said. She said she would only give if she had it. So that's something I totally agree with. And that's something else I had to learn the hard way. Because, like I said, my mother was the type that if we had 3 grains of rice, she'd give away 2. So I'd be the same way. But I had to learn that if I don't have it to give, don't give it. Because I don't want to be contemplating after I give it to you, like, man, I shouldn't have gave her that $50. Now I need to buy this and don't have it. Oh, I shouldn't have helped her. But now you're going to build this resentment. And it's not so much at the person needing the help. But the resentment is really with yourself not being able to have the strength or the gall to say, hey, I want to help you. I would love to help you. But right now, the way my account is set up, I can't help you. So I can't help you. And that's why I feel a lot of people mess themselves up. They don't realize, they don't stand firm in what they believe in. They don't stand firm in the thoughts they may be having with the situation to say, hey, you know, I can't help you, or I can. A lot of people will help you knowing that they can't, and then they'll be the same one to throw it in your face later on down the road. Like, well, do you remember when I help you do such and such and such? That's one of my pet peeves. Don't ever, ever, ever do something for me for you to remind me that you did it for me consistently. Oh, no, that's not going to work. Don't do it. Just don't do it. If my foot is broken, you have a cast, and you know, and you're going to remind me that you gave me that cast, you leave my foot broke, and I'll put some sticks and wrap my foot up because I do not want to hear, oh, well, I did this, I did that for you. So I feel like it goes back to what your mother was saying before. If you don't got it, don't give it. If you got it, give it.
Not only that, just because if I gave you $50, blessing you passed on to someone else or that you may give to me might not be in the form of money. It might be in the form of something else. Not everything's tit for tat. See, it's the law of reciprocation. When you give, somebody else is giving, which comes back full circles and gives back to you. You give to someone else. That person gives to someone else. But as you keep giving, you'll also keep receiving. But you're not going to always give and receive in the same exact way that you did it. And so
and
you can't always say, oh, I'm going to get this $50 because I'm going to get $100 back. It doesn't work that way.
No.
It just doesn't. You know, and you know, I think people don't think about that enough, you know. You know, they're too busy. Like, if you know somebody is down and out and you gave them a ride to work, why would you be looking for a ride to work knowing their car is in the shop on Tuesday? But you just gave them a ride to work on Monday, and that car don't get out of the shop till Wednesday. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. You know, you can't always expect people to give back to you, one, right away, or them to be the person giving back to you. Your blessing may come from someone else.
Yeah.
You just have to be open to receive it, not looking out for it. Yeah.
To add to what you just said, a wise woman told me the same very thing, that I may bless you, Zerika, but she told me, don't expect for Zerika to bless you back.
Yep.
Just generally speaking, as an example, I can bless you, but not for me not to expect for you to bless me back. And it goes back to what you just said. You can bless somebody in whatever way, shape, or form that blessing is. You'll bless them. Mm-hmm. But that blessing is not going to return to you from that person that you blessed. You might have blessed your neighbor in helping them cut their grass, but that doesn't necessarily mean that that same neighbor is going to come and cut yours. Your neighbor from down the street may be the one to come and bless you and cut your grass. But that blessing mm-hmm. is coming from the blessing that you gave to your neighbor. So it will never come from the person you're blessing. And that was one thing somebody always told, that lady told me, never expect anything in return in whatever you're giving to someone. Always expect for it to come from somewhere else, and don't expect for a return on it at all. And then you will receive your blessing.
Something I've realized is that some people don't even realize they've been blessed or given to, as some people call it. I understand some people don't call it blessings. Some people call it, you know, being, you know, grace or given to, or, you know, some people don't even realize it. They're so busy giving. They either don't know someone is giving back to them, or they just don't know how to receive it, because they're so used to not being the one who needs it, or not wanting to say they need it, or not mm-hmm. you know, stooping down to that level of needing a handout, because they forgot that everybody, and no matter what it is, whether it's you need love, whether it's you need time, attention, a night alone, a babysitter, you need gas money, bus fare, dinner, food in your fridge, whether you just need somebody to tell you that you're doing a great job. Some people are not good or used to receiving, and that's really hard to accept. So some people don't even know that they're getting a blessing from somebody else because they're so busy saying they don't need it or not even realizing they need it. You know, how do you open yourself up to receive what's been trying to give to you? How can you give to other people but never receive for yourself? You know, you have to, if you're going to give, you have to be willing to receive it back. But receive it back in any way, shape, or form that it comes. Because you're not going to always know exactly how it's going to come. You know, I was 17 one time. I was in church. And I remember sitting in the front row. You know, my mom had moved back to Pittsburgh, so I was finishing my senior year out here alone. And there were some things that I was going through. And I remember sitting there, and I remember I don't remember what I was reflecting on, but I was really quiet. And I remember the man playing the piano, he just stopped, and he handed me something in my hand. And when he looked down, when I looked down, it was money. Now, I didn't know why, you know, instantly I felt like, oh, my God, who was talking? But part of me was like, wow, somebody just blessed me. But see, I was open to receive that blessing. He was open to give it to me, and I was open to receive it. had I been all like, I don't need your money, what's this for? You don't know me, and la, 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 I could have blocked that. But by realizing and putting myself in a humble, you know, what do you call it, you know, mode or sense of being, I was able to receive it. I will never forget that man. I'll never forget his face. I'll never forget his name. I'll never forget what he did for me because I received it and I was grateful for it and thankful for it. But it also taught me that you don't always need to know what a person is going through to give to them. You don't always have to, your mate doesn't always have to yell at you to tell you they need your personal time for you to give it to them. You don't always have to tell people, oh man, I've worked too many days without a break for somebody to realize that you need a break. Some people will just gift you. If somebody's blessed that man, then he was able to bless me. And so you have to be open to whatever blessing you're going to get at any moment and at any time. You can't block yourself from it.
I totally agree. I agree with everything you're saying. I can honestly say that I'm living proof. And right now at this point in my life, it's only the beginning. And I've come from, like I said before, domestic violence, homelessness. I mean, prior to me coming here from Florida. Yes, I'm a Florida native. Now I'm a New Marylander. I came here, you know, with just a suitcase, not knowing what my next move may be, what I was going to do next. And then to meet somebody who doesn't know me, doesn't know where I come from, doesn't know if I'm a psycho, doesn't know if I'm a kidnapper, just met me and said, you know what, let me help you by giving you the number to this person. That person ended up giving me a job. You know what, let me give you this. Normally, me being as hard and bullheaded as I am, I've always been the type that I want to do stuff by myself. No, I don't want no one's help, and da-da-da-da-da-da. I always was very prideful. So for me to put my pride aside and to open myself up to receiving these blessings, I can now say that I'm not homeless anymore. I can now say that I am working and doing what I love to do. I can now say that I'm creating things for my future that have yet to present themselves or to blossom, but I've planted that seed. And the only reason I was able to plant that seed was because I allowed myself to receive. I allowed myself to say, you know what, okay, I am deserving and I am worthy of this gift, of this blessing that's being given to me. Because some people may feel they're not worthy or that they don't deserve it for whatever reason. But it all comes to back to self. It all comes back to you loving you. And if you love yourself enough, you'll be willing to open up and say, okay, I'm willing to receive. I'll take it. I'll take two, please. So...
Yes, and you know, and something you said is pride, and you know, I feel like when you're a kid, you're taught not to tell people what's going on, but then as you're becoming an adult, you know, your parents tell you, well, what do you need to know? What do you need? But then as soon as you're an adult, you better take care of that. You don't need no assistance, and you better get out there and get a job. Don't be crying about spilled milk. You better handle it. You better keep them feelings inside. You know, you better do what you got to do. You're never given a chance to actually say, take a deep breath and say, whew, I don't got this. I need help. I don't know how to love. I don't know how to pay a bill. I don't know how to be kind to people. I don't know how to get my homework done. I don't know how to study. You're not able to tell people what you need so that they can give you the resources to get what you need. And that's all a part of it. That's all a part of it. It's taking the time to care enough about each other that we're actually listening and letting people put pride aside, because pride ain't going to get you nowhere but hungry, broke, and alone.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm sorry, say it again.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing.
And it's going to be a downfall. So if we take the time to really listen to each other and to really let people say what they need, because sometimes we don't know exactly what to give a person. Sometimes we need to listen to them so that they can say it and we can truly know. You know, me giving you a coat and you got 20 coats in your closet, but what you really need is socks, that's not going to help you. You know, you really need to talk to people, and people need to learn to put their pride aside and say what you truly need. You know, or else you'll never get it. You'll just never get it. You'll never get it. We have more callers on the air. We're going to let them chime in. I have caller 1035. Caller, you're on the air.
Well, I don't really have much to say because you guys have said it all. I mean, you're touching on a lot of major points about giving, and, you know, a lot of the points you made were major and valid in my book, and I appreciate you having me here listening.
Okay, so I'll go ahead and put you back on mute now, and we'll go ahead and take one more caller for the evening. Caller, your number ends in 4226, and you have any parting words for us tonight?
It's Daryl again, and I was listening to what you guys were saying, and I definitely agree. If I can share something briefly, you got enough time?
Yes, that's good. Go ahead.
Okay. So you were just talking about just listening so that you can give. I had an experience, and I think I told you, Sheila, about this briefly, a little bit of it. But I did a show, I did an event back in August, and some things about the show didn't go so well. And that whole, you know, week after that, I was really, really frustrated. And I was on my way out to Milford Mill, and I'm walking, and guy's walking around, looking really, really frustrated, looking real frustrated, you know. He's like, he keep walking through, he's like, man, I really need to use your phone, like, if you have a cell phone I need to make a call. My wife is coming to pick me up, but she doesn't know I'm here, and I really need to get with her so we can get back, you know, to our house, you know. So I gave him my phone, you know, he made his call, and afterwards he spoke to me. He said, thank you, like, you're a blessing, you know, there's not many people out here like you, keep doing what you're doing. And I really needed to hear that, because I was just so frustrated about, you know, some things. When I did this event, I tried to give back to a lot of people, and it didn't pan out so well. But I really needed to hear that, and I really, you know, I took that time to listen to what he was going to say, because a lot of people that day have put him off, just thinking, you know, he was just some homeless guy, and just asking to use somebody's phone to, you know, who knows what. But, you know, he ended up, you know, giving me those words of encouragement, and I really needed to hear that. You know, he really, you know, gave me those words, and I really, really needed that day.
And sometimes that's what we need. We need that one person
to give us those words, because you may go through something like your event or something through life that will discourage you. It'll bring you down. It'll make you reevaluate what you are, what you believe in, why you're doing the things that you're doing, to the point that you may not even want to do it anymore. So then you'll meet that one person that you were able, just the minor, the smallest thing, with you just letting him use your phone. And with that came, it was a blessing within a blessing, because you blessed him with the phone and he blessed you with words of encouragement for you to uplift your spirit and to remember that what you're doing, you may not have seen a return or felt a return in that moment, but what you're doing is beneficial to people. So do not stop. Don't stop. I mean, it is a great thing what you're doing. It's a great thing that's going on in our world right now, and people aren't seeing it, and they need to see it. And if we stop doing what we're doing, then we'll just be giving into the shenanigans. I want to use another word, but I'll use shenanigans that are going on right now. So I don't totally agree. You do need that person or that thing to uplift you and to remind you what your purpose is, you know, why you're doing what you're doing or why you're giving what you're giving.
So true. So true. You just never know. And I don't say there's it's never small. That was big for you, and that was big for him. Sometimes it's good to give and it's good to receive at the same time. You know, you bless him, he bless you all in the same conversation, the same moment, the same instant.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes that can change your world. It can put a little pep in your step.
That's it.
It can change your outlook. You know, it makes a big different. Never discount anything like that, you know. Sometimes I even write the things that happened to me down, because sometimes you need to go back and remember. If you know, you're not one of those people who can call back a memory, but writing down the way you've been blessed is like a way of holding on to it, you know, and it tells you to be grateful, because sometimes you forget exactly the ways that you've been given to. You know, you feel like you're always giving back to someone. So, Daryl, maybe, you know, hold on to every time somebody feels like, every time it feels like you're not being appreciated, or that, you know, your work is being taken for granted, or that nobody is actually on the same wavelength as you when it comes to giving. Just remember every time you've ever been blessed, and you have more coming. You know, just continue to do your good work, and it will come to you.
Very true.
I agree 100%.
All right. So, Daryl, thank you so much for calling in tonight. You have any parting words for us?
I really appreciate it, and really, you know, soaked in everything you guys were saying, and it was you know, very uplifting.
Well, we're glad that you enjoyed it. Thank you very much for calling. You have a beautiful evening.
Got you.
Yes, good night.
All right,
Sheila. This was a good talk tonight. You know,
yes,
I was a little hesitant about talking about it because, you know, everybody wants to talk about giving in this season. You know, it's called the season of giving, you know. But I didn't want to just talk about, hey, you guys, give to this person, give to that, give to this, give to that. I wanted people to express how do they feel about giving, you know, because especially in this time, not everybody's going to be giving by money, and we're so ruled by it and so automatic to say, oh, charge this. Here's $1 for this, $10 for that. You know, I want people to take the time to really realize exactly what you can do outside of that, you know. Find your local, you know, homeless shelter or your local restaurant that'll be feeding people who need, you know, meals throughout the year. Don't even just do it now, you know, because come January 1st and then February 1st and March 1st and so on, people will still be in need. If it's your grandmother who needs your help with something, or your cousin who, you know, maybe a little elderly and they can't get all their bags up the top of the steps, but you know they go shopping at the first of the month, go help them. You know, go give back somehow. If it's a corner store and you know they have some problems with stocking their shelves because they can't ever keep a stock for it, maybe sometimes we're looking too big. Sometimes it's about where it is. If there's a kid who needs help with their math homework, if your mate just needs you to show them that you love them, buy them some roses or make them a bath or fix them a meal. I don't know, y'all, something. Y'all know. Y'all will feel it. As Sheila says, you'll feel it in your spirit, you'll feel it in your soul, you'll feel it in your gut. You know, just give. It's okay, because you'll get it back. You will get it back one way or another. So, Sheila, do you have any closing remarks, you know, for us? Tell us again where you're from and any closing remarks you have.
My closing remarks will be give with love and open your heart to receiving and put that pride in a little balloon and blow it away. And also in addition to this, the art of giving, I will be hosting a vision board party at the Simple Wellness location on December the 13th at 4 p.m. And this will be you gifting yourself some love, you gifting your spirit some life, and bringing those intentions that you've been thinking about, bringing those ideas or those goals that you've been wanting to achieve or that weight you've been wanting to lose. Come and have some fun with us on December the 13th at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, and enjoy yourself with a free complimentary glass of wine and some finger foods. The event show is called Signs of the Times. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. You can also find me on Facebook as well under Sheila P. Lopez. I am one of the massage therapists and natural hairstylists at Simple Wellness Hair and Day Spa, and also at Shakara's Dreams Full Service Hair Salon. Tonight's show was amazing. I can't wait for the next one. And I loved co-hosting with you, Zerika.
Oh, same here, beautiful. Yes, I cannot wait for that vision party. It's going to be awesome. I'm so excited. Well, Sheila, thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight. You know, it's been a pleasure, you guys, talking to you and tuning in and being able to share my opinions and you guys to listen and give me your opinions back and to just talk and be real with y'all. You know, giving and charity is such a touchy subject whenever, you know, we talk about it here. Always be honest about how you feel and about what you do and don't want to give to. There's nothing worse than saying you want to do something when you really don't, and giving when you know you really don't. Never, ever let anyone tell you what you have to give, because no matter what you do with your giving, it's still giving a part away of you, and don't give it to somebody who doesn't deserve it. You know, always feel it in your spirit. You know, always consult with yourself. It does not always have to be a hasty decision to give, no matter how you give it. Take some time to reflect and always do what's best for you. I really want to thank you guys for listening in tonight. Now, please remember to tune into the Family Healing Circle on the first Thursday for Angela Hardy's show, Total Empowerment Radio. Second Thursday for One Love, One Connection Relationship Show with Harvey and Arlene. Third Thursday for Sacred Masculine with Jermel. And fourth Thursday, Inner Consciousness with Harvey. Now, y'all have been listening to Total Empowerment Talk Radio, where beauty is enhanced both inside and out. Now, it has been an amazing time being your host tonight. Thank you for letting us know how you really feel. Remember to let your gift come out in the way that makes you feel right. I am Derica Anderson saying be free, feel love, and embrace your true self. Good night, y'all.
A new rule on me. Real folks around. If you're wondering about the same disease, the same pretty face, but a brand new smile. Same lefty, but she ain't walking, she's blind.